call it a dry spell? Or catastrophe?
Exceedingly dry.
You wouldn't use the word drought, huh? Drought?
Oh, it is used amiss. No, we were born about 6 miles apart.
Now listen, that all goes down on his recorder.
Don't tell any secrets.
If you didn't have much rain or much wind this morning, but now you have quite a bit of wind, you might say it looks like the wind is
rising or going harder or something.
And since supper, the wind has been
west or east.
Or do you say that there's less in the evening than there was in the afternoon, you might say.
Yes.
The wind has been
dying down.
Dying down. And late in October, you look out and see some white stuff on the grass, not snow.
Frost.
Do you have any more than one kind of frost?
Well, we say a light frost or a heavy frost.
Sometimes it's a hoar frost, you know, Sam.
A what?
Hoar frost, you know, where it hangs to the bushes and trees. Covered with hoar frost.
And you might say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze over, had a skim of ice.
You wouldn't say skimmed over, though.
No.
And the room that we're in right now, you call the what room?
Living room.
Now, do you remember when your children maybe had a different word for this or a word like it?
Oh, sometimes it's called a parlor or the sitting room.
Were they the same? Sitting room and parlor the same?
Pretty near the same. Well, I think
it depends. Ours would be here because this is our only one. But some people do have a parlor separate that they don't use all the time for their sitting room, you know, or living room.
But you wouldn't probably call this a parlor now?
No, I should say not. It's a living room.
Not a sitting room either. Okay. And if you had a fireplace, you'd probably have a place for the smoke to go up. Be the
chimney.
And could you just name some of the rooms in the house for me? Save some time and just name them all at once. You have a living room.
Living room, bedroom, sitting room,
bath,
kitchen, bathroom. I miss any? Attic.
It's more than we got.
See, did I come in front door?
Mm-hmm. And bedrooms? Did that say bedrooms?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's it. The tile place in front of a fireplace, if you had one, the place.
Need a hearth.
And the things that you lay the wood across inside the fireplace, the metal things?
There are the
grates.
Grates for the and irons.
And you never call them dog iron?
I have heard of all that, but we didn't.
You didn't use it. Above the fireplace, there'd be a place where you put the clock and the pictures.
The mantle.
Yeah.
And do you ever have a word for the big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace?
A backlog, or?
Backlog?
It's generally put in at the back and some smaller pieces in front, you know.
Do you have a name for the smaller pieces?
Not unless it be kindling.
These are the little ones you started with.
Mm-hmm.
And the black stuff that gets inside the chimney is the
Sut, I guess the right name.
Don't say which is right.
Whichever one you use, mostly. This just varies across the country. It doesn't mean one's right and another's wrong. It just means
really,
they're different.
I really think the right name is Sut, but then sometimes I say Suit. Try and say such a guess and can't.
If fire burns down, you have to carry out the
ashes.